This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Parliament has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 after Rajya Sabha returned the money bill to Lok Sabha following discussion. The Lok Sabha had earlier passed the bill, which was then sent to Rajya Sabha for discussion. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman made it clear that the legislation does not impose any tax on UPI and the digital payment system will remain free for consumers.
It does not impose any tax or transaction charge on UPI users. It enables the government to specify through notification the electronic payment modes that will continue to receive statutory protection against charges. The UPI and Services Steering Committee, headed by the National Payments Corporation of India, will consider and decide whether any MDR should be introduced, and if so, its scope and structure. Therefore, no MDR framework has yet been finalized.
The government has notified 11 more international ports enabling e-visa holder foreigners to enter India. The Home Ministry said that it includes 9 land ports and 2 airports. This includes airports at Bhopal and Tirupati and land ports at Atari and Agartala. The ministry said that the addition of ports further enhances the attractiveness and utility of electronic visa. It noted that India provides approximately 95% e-visas applications in less than 72 hours. With the latest addition, the total number of international ports enabling entry of e-visa holder foreigners has increased to 88, including 37 airports, 38 seaports and 13 land ports. Jharkhand student protest leader Devendranath Mahato has been hospitalized after his health deteriorated while taking part in the student-led assembly march in Ranchi yesterday. Doctors described his condition as critical after a drastic drop in his blood sugar level. Mr. Mahato has been on a hunger strike for 9 days over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations in the state. Mr. Mahato claims to have been injured during a police lathi charge near the Jharkhand assembly. The BJP has called for a Jharkhand Bandh today to protest against police atrocities and lathi charge on students agitating. BJP State President Aditya Sahu said the Bandh will be effective from 8 a.m. till midnight today. He said all essential services, however, are excluded from the purview of the shutdown. Several agitators and 4 policemen were injured during a clash near the Jharkhand Assembly yesterday as police used water cannons, tear gas and lathi charge job aspirants. The clash took place after the protesters breached multiple barricades near the Jharkhand Vidhan Sabha. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, met head of Mashav, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation, Einat Schlein, in Jerusalem to discuss ways to further expand and deepen the India-Israel Development Partnership through Mashav. The discussions covered cooperation in several areas, including centers of excellence in agriculture, capacity building in agriculture and water management, and new avenues of cooperation in aquaculture. The death toll from a magnitude 7.4 earthquake that struck western Colombia has risen to 132, with more than 570 others injured. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake struck yesterday with its epicenter near San Jose del Palmar in Choco region, about 400 kilometers west of the capital, Bogota. The quake damaged hundreds of buildings and trapped several people under debris. Rescue teams and local residents searched through the rubble for survivors. A U.S. federal court has dismissed criminal charges against Indian businessman Gautam Adani in an alleged fraud and bribery case. Brooklyn-based U.S. District Judge Nicholas Garafis approved a request by federal prosecutors to drop the case. However, the judge expressed concern over the Justice Department's decision to abandon the prosecution. India has made a strong start at the Under-23 Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria, winning 17 medals, including 4 gold, on the opening day. The Indian contingent has secured 4 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze medals at the championship, which began on Sunday and will conclude on August 14th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.